ever go to Connie Forum games, by the way, when you were in BC? Or were you just at first the hockey always?
I would. Oh, for hockey?
For hockey.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, not many.
I thought you'd be pumped. James Hagan's a Bruin.
Well, not the most important James. But I mean, I was a manager of the basketball team.
Yeah, I know you were, but that's different. You weren't like him. I mean, BC must have had a good hockey team then. You had some national champions during your time there, didn't you?
I don't know. It's
what do you got against hockey?
These are good
people. I mean, they don't have nicotine problems over there.
No illicit drug
Who's
use.
Who's saying that?
Easy, Jacob. 530, nicotine. This is where Red Sox sycophants are these days.
What in the world is that?
Who was that? Alan Arlington? One of our Arlington callers. You're just bringing it up as a possibility. There is some kind of a tobacco ban for the old school, or for the new players in the league. So was Rafi violating that?
Right. Tobacco ban, but you got sports betting on the monster and booze all through the park. It all makes sense.
All right. Now, good job by a texter, 774. In no particular order, worst manager to win a chip, Doc Rivers.
Can we not do chip? I don't like that.
You don't like that? That's a Wiggy thing.
Wiggy can say it. We can't. Championship.
A championship.
Thank you.
In no particular order. Doc Rivers, John Farrell. Well, Casey Jones, we're going back too far. You said last 20 years. Claude. What a shot at Claude. Then Missoula, then Cora.
In no particular order when you said they were.
you rattled me. All right, so put those in order. Doc Rivers, John Farrell, Claude, Missoula, Cora.
Missoula, the worst.
Really?
Yeah. Then I would go Claude, because he never did anything before or after. And then I would go Farrell.
And Doc.
I like Doc. I think
like Doc?
What he did with the Mbutu and getting those guys on board,
he's been far the worst of them after the fact. I mean, I guess Farrell's out of the job. But.
And we don't know what Missoula would be. You're right. I'm not saying it's there was just something about how Doc was for that team at that time.
Right.
And I like guys that are here that get, you know, Doc had a tough time for years with thought to be fired. The organization was loyal to him, and then they won the championship with those guys in the first year. Not easy.
Got the chip.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark in Florida. Hey, Mark.
Sour cream?
Ken, great to talk to you guys. My favorite show, other than the Greg Hill Show. Thank Curtis, you. Keep doing what you do, especially on the front office report. I have a question for Ken regarding the front office report. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to have Sam or Craig take questions from the callers? Mm-hmm. I know that you have to be careful. That's why you have to have chime on the dump button. But I feel like they don't answer to the fans, obviously. And Curtis is the only one that really pushes them when you guys have them on every Thursday. And I feel like the fans could kind of really make them think a little bit I'm looking at this lineup. That lineup last night would not be good, and it wouldn't be acceptable in Worcester.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
Toro, Abreu, Rafaela, Hamilton, Wong, Sogard.
But it's not just a bad one. It wasn't as if you had a doubleheader the day before. You were off.
Right.
You get home. You have Thursday as an off day. You have Friday all the way till 7:10.
But it's not like they have other players other than Meyer, who was just out with bereavement.
Right. I'm saying
that's the lineup.
But that's what I'm saying is that it's not like this organization traded Devers, and that's your lineup on Friday night.
And you look over Toronto, and they got Bichette and Guerrero and Springer and guys. You know, Springer is a guy you probably should have signed. It's tough, Mark, no doubt. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, and I would also add, I am not the only one. Wiggy got Breslow early on about the future of Cora.
Craig.
Courtney's great, and Greg asked the ones about the deadline that went viral.
Yeah, so. I think all the right questions were asked. No, I don't think it's you could certainly submit questions. You could record them on the app. Maybe we could pre-screen them and play them. But what you don't want is something personal where you get some guy on and then he's taking shots. So you have to be a little careful with that. But I hope you guys do a good enough job to ask the tough questions that the fans, you know, tough but fair, that fans want to hear about. But again, I don't think Breslow is by far and away the most culpable in this. You're right, he was not. He probably didn't like Devers personally because Rafi took shots at him.
If you make excuses for someone, then you're with that person in the criticism. If you try and alleviate a blow or cushion some rage directed at your employer, then it's on you too. So
now Bradfoe points out, and he'll be in at 1 o'clock today. This is the 7th anniversary of the great Steve Pierce trade. So there have been a track record of making trades well before the deadline in Sox history. Much different team, of course. Do you think this organization...
Championship MVP in the last 20 years.
They have been reactionary to fans before, right? They probably signed Devers due to the reaction from letting Bogarts go and getting heat at the Winter Classic and Fan Fest and all that. Could they make a deadline trade this week? Today?
Could they? Legally, yes.
No, will they?
No.
But it's 30 days away. So you think they're just going to ride this out?
They are going to
just
say, oh,
get
well,
in the bunker and ride it out.
We weren't good enough, and then idiots like you and others will say, oh, good point. I mean, I would like to send the 2 weeks that preceded today and the reaction of the fans and the media supportive of the trade defending the organization to the Louvre as the worst moment in the fandom and media of Boston sports.
I think you're mischaracterizing this. I don't think it was defending the organization.
Ken, as someone who was vocally against the trade in defense of retaining Devers, believe me, it was massive.
But it was anti-Devers sentiment. Old school, Devers didn't hustle. We don't like Rafi. He's the cancer, to use your
exactly,
word.
Exactly, which is
but
what
that's
the
not
playbook...
really defending the organization.
What are you talking about?
Two things can be true.
They defended the trade. They blamed Devers, not the organization. If you didn't, then that means you don't know what it is to be on a team. Devers was sullying the future of the up-and-coming superstars. All of that was bunk. Nonsense.
Well, we have some hosts here that have that opinion.
I know. I'm saying a lot of people, both radio stations, both newspapers, all over the internet, people sounded like fools. And on the morning show, I'm sitting there saying, like, Greg's like, well, David Ortiz says that. Are you calling him a liar? I'm like, yes.
Ortiz did work on me. He was good at his job there.
And clearly there was just something personal between the two. God knows what. Who cares? Doesn't matter to me. But the reality is that if you defended the organization's decision to trade that guy and you actually had belief that they would reallocate the resources, then you're too far gone. You haven't been paying attention.
Well, maybe I am, because I do believe they're going to reallocate those resources. There's no way, with as much goodwill as they've lost, to your point.
How many times have you said there's no way?
I know, but we're at a different stage in the organizational
growth.
Remember
when the Patriots lost to the Bills and were like, okay, this offseason, there's no way they don't build them. Then he hired Joe Judge.
They did get Crochet, and they did get Bregman. And they had signed Devers, but they've pivoted.
Do they extend Bregman before the end of the year?
Yes, I think soon. I mean, very soon. It would be a good time to sign him. He's you've got a little leverage. He's got injury issues.
If for no other reason, I know he didn't give me an answer, why not wait for Bregman to at least show that he's ready to do a rehab before you trade Devers?
Absolutely. 100%. That's your best point. There's no way you trade him when they did.
The reason
Ludicrous.
They did is because the only thing that mattered was the hook.
Liverpool?
With the full cash going to San Francisco.
Well, no. Well, didn't they sign somebody? There were a lot of theories about that.
Well, that would predicate the need to get the cash to San Francisco.
Back over to the Celtics real quick.
And Ken's going to San Fran. If you have any good tourism ideas, 617-779-7937.
You're saying I should go to the Bay Bridge, not to the Golden Gate
Bridge. No. It's the bridge tour.
Oh, you get both.
So
on
you
the
go
water.
Under, boom, boom, back in.
Okay.
Giardelli Square.
Yeah, we're staying there.
Woohoo!
Down by the water. Okay, now, so...
You should go to Knob Hill. So you fit right in.
Celtics have moved on from Porzingis. They've moved on from Drew. They still are over the tax, right?
Yes.
They right now are about $7 million over the first apron. They're under the second apron, but they're $15 million over the luxury tax. Plus, they get draft picks to sign. So Hauser's gone. Is that it? Or is there something bigger coming? Are they done? Or are they still redeveloping this?
The Celtics are really, really fortunate that the Red Sox exist, because that Washburn story a couple days ago was a whopper. Unbelievable that they said that had Tatum been healthy, they would have retained Holiday and Porzingis, which is completely counter to what the owner said twice on this radio station.
No, Wick was bracing us for that months ago.
So why'd they say it?
I don't know.
Who buys it?
It sounds good now.
I mean, they told it. I mean, I don't blame
really
Washburn.
They don't need to. Most people, nobody's angry at the Celtics for dealing Porzingis and Holiday.
Celtics fans haven't been, they will never, they will never rip the team.
Okay, but if you move Jaylen Brown, people might rip the team.
I think that they wanted to move Jaylen Brown. Don't you?
They thought about it. They kicked tires. They asked around. They're not going to do it now.
But I think this is a perfect year to keep him. and you see what you have. If he has a great year and he shows he's the alpha, maybe you get this haul for him next year before Tatum comes back.
Do they keep Georges Niang and Anfernee Simons? Are they in the starting lineup?
I always love a George with a plural.
It's not a bad lineup, right? I mean, it's not the worst.
They're not going to be that great. They'll be fine. Middle of the pack.
Mid or bottom of the pack?
Mid.
Because you know who's good is Orlando. On the rise. Cleveland's good. You know I like Cleveland.
Right.
Indiana's good. Knicks
What's your
are
source
good.
Say?
My source says, who's the Kardashian boyfriend? The
Tristan Thomas.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson.
Thompson.
He was going to turn the fortunes of the franchise around.
Yeah.
Good player.
To me, it's amazing, but it's back to the Patriots in the fall. Like, that is...
A lot of hopes on the arm of Drake May.
Huge.
And Shime this week says 20 touchdowns is a good season.
What a pathetic comment.
If you listen to Shime on this radio station for the last couple years, you would think Drake May is Brady in his prime. He is the second coming of Joe Burrow. You should be calling for 40 touchdowns, 35, at a minimum 25. Now he's backpedaling to 20.
And you look back.
What is that about?
You look back at Tom, right? The true greats elevate franchises without the need of all of this coddling. At the end, I grant you, Tom and Bill were in a different place, and they were not good to one another.
Tom at the Bezos wedding, too, by the way.
Banging Sydney Sweeney?
They were there together?
Well, reporting was that they were very chummy.
Really?
I mean...
Wow.
He's beaten Bill on the field and off. I'll tell you that right now.
That is a GOAT accomplishment there.
I mean, I would just retire. So the beginning of the greatness here was Tom being everything that carried you through bad, thin, wide receiver drafts, whatever.
Yeah.
They have shipped out the competitor in the room.
Right. Horrible trade. Worst endeavors.
They have used their fourth pick in the draft on a left tackle to protect him.
Yep.
They have brought in several guys in the offensive line. Moses can part the Red Sea. You have Vrabel.
Moses Morgan or Morgan Moses?
Morgan Wallen. I just know Moses. I don't know the rest of it.
I think it's fine. He just goes by Moses.
Billy Berry, it's Blueberry, like Bradberry at center.
Bradfoe's at center?
Yes, and they have... did you know baseball wasn't boring?
I didn't.
I mean, the Red Sox are doing their best to prove them wrong, I'll tell you that. But Hunter Henry at tight end. You got Steph Diggs at receiver.
And Shime's picking 20 touchdowns.
It is so pathetic.
So get in the psyche of that. What is he...
He's prematurely protecting a take.
Because you admit, if he has 20 touchdowns, that's like not a bad season, but that is nowhere near what Shime is projecting this guy to be.
If Drake May is what he is,
it's 30. It's 35.
It's 30 at a minimum.
With five rushing touchdowns. Because don't forget, they have an extra game.
You're talking upwards of 40 all-purpose touchdowns.
Right. I had written down some second-year quarterbacks and their touchdown numbers in comparison. So Lamar Jackson, year two, 36th passing touchdowns. Joe Burrow, 34. Mahomes had 50 in year two. Goff. Jared Goff, 28 touchdowns. Kyler Murray, 26.
How many rushing?
I didn't even check on that. Brady had 28, to your point. Justin Herbert, who I think stinks, 38 touchdowns.
28, second year as a starter, led the NFL.
Herbert, I thought he had 38. Did I write that
down? Tom Brady.
Oh, Brady, 28, led the NFL.
2002.
Yeah, different era.
Right.
Extra game, you would have had, what, 34?
Right. You have 17 32. Games, and you're saying 20 touchdown passes?
What is happening to Shime?
And he gets so sensitive about it. You can't talk about all the ills of the organization. What were the Bengals before Joe Burrow?
The Bungles.
What were the Rams even without Goof?
Yeah.
I mean, what the Patriots should be with a competent coordinator.
Yep.
A competent head coach. A better offensive line.
Better defense.
Better defense. Better receivers.
Easy schedule.
You should be at 30 touchdown
passes. Brady statue out front.
I mean, you'll be elevated by that alone. So year two for Kyler Murray. 11 rushing touchdowns. So 37 total touchdowns.
I demand Shime refigure that expectation at 11 a.m. this morning.
Me
that
too.
Is my demand for him as his boss. And I will hold him to that. Otherwise, in the dunk tank with you. It is the Kenny Curtis Show. You're until 11. 617-779-7937. What do you think the Red Sox do next? What's the next shoe to drop? Is there any? Do they fire somebody? Is there a scapegoat? Do they make a trade? Do they extend somebody? Do they have a pulse? Your thoughts after trending. Yesterday, we had the new guy, Jordan Hicks, hit 100 miles an hour in rehab in Worcester, Curtis. So if you want to paint the picture.
What about the other guy that sucks the two runs allowed?
Harrison. Yeah, he's working on stuff. He's working on the cutter. So results didn't matter.
You know what the fan base should work on? A middle finger.
Now, if you get Bregman back and you get Yoshida back, Yoshida has never been this missed in his life. People are like,
I am on to football. I am 1,000% there.
Don't say that. Don't bail it yet. It's only a 6-game losing streak.
After
you
today,
gotta be tougher than that.
The next Saturday you'll hear from me will be the 26th of July.
From our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event.
Any ideas for how to get a 3-year-old adapted to a 6-hour time change will be well appreciated.
You'll be fine. God, you go to Hawaii. It's hard to feel bad for young James. He's going to have the time of his life.
I don't feel bad for him. That's me who I feel bad for if he doesn't sleep.
413 texter, Ken and Curtis, if you had a car that blew the engine and it's not running, are you going to buy new tires? That's where the new ownership of the Celtics is. They're waiting to see if they can fix the engine. Then they will put the money back in.
Well, it's not if... First of all, it's the end of the season where the second apron's in play. You don't have to get out of it. It's not like the NFL.
Oh, is that true? I actually didn't know that.
Yes.
End of the season.
Yep. So,
but they're already under it now. That's right. Fine.
But there was this urgency. It's almost they need the cash. So to me, it's like when you run for president and you get the job and you're like, oh, my predecessor did a horrible job. It's like, well, that's why you ran. You can't complain about how hard the job is when you knew that was the job description. Everybody does that. I purchased the team.
Yeah.
How long was that vetting process? It wasn't finalized. I don't even know if it's still finalized.
Sam Kennedy almost had him.
Wow. Courtney's been the only voice of reason with me on Devers in the morning. But
it was down to the wire. Sam, a couple more nickels, he would have got that puppy done.
That never made sense. And Sam Kennedy's got less money than my dad. Anyway, whatever.
I would like to see John Curtis own the Celtics.
No, it's rough.
He can get some S done.
No, he's
looking good.
You know, my sister had to buy a house in New York.
Sorry about that, John.
Okay. The ownership, Chisholm, had a full understanding of what the team's financial ramifications were regarding their payroll with the second apron, third apron. And the reason Wick is there as the steward over the next 2 to 3 years is because he will be the front-facing person charged with defending these moves.
Yep.
And Chisholm
keeps his front row tickets?
Yes, I would assume. I definitely know that.
Brings Greg?
What's his face is not going to be there. The owner.
Pags?
Pags. He's going to be, you know, next.
I thought they're coming. Pags might be involved now. Is that true?
He's with Jackson in the 300s.
He's going to start the new app?
No, the Farmer's Market.
Farm to Table.
Pags and Jackson.
At least a good podcast.
I love it. Oh, yeah. I just, like, remember when they bought the team? Chisholm
bought it, yeah.
And everybody said, oh, this is what his company is. He's in private equity. He's a hedge fund, whatever. Like, and they were saying, this is what they do. They take an asset, they cut the fat, and they sell it. And everybody said, he's not going to treat it that way. That was this, like, regurgitary reaction when somebody brought up his whole history as a means of trying to understand how he may own the team. Well, his first action is to cut payroll at a massive level.
It's tough. Now,
I mean, but it's tough, but is it being ripped at all?
Well, it hasn't been massive. You got rid of a Porzingis who people view as a...
$50 million in payroll, right?
Yeah, just in terms of, like, talent and this year's team. Porzingis didn't play anyway, and Holiday's good, but he's old. So nobody really cares that much.
But then why do they feel the need to be dishonest when they say that if Tatum was healthy, they wouldn't be doing this?
Yeah, that's bizarre to me.
But why? I'm asking. What do you think?
Owners are demanding it? They don't want this to be this obvious that they're chopping payroll. Like, you know, he's worried about his image. We haven't heard from Chisholm yet. He's not – well, he spoke once right at the beginning, but he has not been very chatty.
No.
But I don't know how sensitive he is or what he's commanding behind the scenes, but maybe there's some spin there with this ownership group.
Greg asked this week. Kraft's best owners in the city.
Ooh. I like the Red Sox. They brought 4 championships. I'm gonna go to the results.
Patriots have brought 6.
Yeah, but recent success.
Yeah,
both great partners here at EEI. We love them both.
Right. I thought this was America.
This is not America.
I think Robert Kraft is the best owner in Boston.
I know you do. But wait till you see the statue. If he botches that, you're going to be, boah.
It is a good question.
If it's a terrible looking statue.
It is a day that ends in Y and we're seated together. It was a good question you brought up that will Belichick be at 8-8 for the, was it you or Greg who asked that question?
Yeah. Or Drake for that matter. You think they have Drake there?
You think Drake will perform?
Well, not that Drake. Drake may. I just think that's kind of symbolic, but I don't know if Brady will want that.
Well, Drake will be playing in the game.
Yeah, but when's the, are they unveiling during the game?
No. I mean, I don't know. It's that day. I don't know any other details, but.
They should have you pull the tarp off.
It's okay.
Can't you be involved?
This is about Tom.
Who's done more for Tom than you have?
He has done far
since
more.
He left.
When I make a comment about Tom and somebody's like, oh, Curtis, another Brady ball bath. I'm like,
well, it's accurate.
Well, when I was growing up, nobody ever told someone to stop saying how great Larry Bird was, or Bobby Orr, or Bill Russell, or David Ortiz, or whomever.
Bird toughed it out here.
What?
He didn't get traded.
Well, Bobby Orr played for the Blackhawks.
Well, Orr, that wasn't his fault.
Anyway, the beginning of this book that just came out that we got a pre-order copy by Gary Myers about right. The
Brady
Belichick
versus
Bill.
Mm-hmm.
It is remarkable. In the book, Belichick's, in the first pages, he says, Tom made the right decision. We were in cap jail. We were unable to put a good team around him. We had spent up to it.
Well, that's always the most remarkable thing about Brady, right? The less money, the money he left on the table the get-go.
But that's so factually inaccurate. All the teams that Bill said was in cap jail. I mean, of all the good moments I had with Bill, saying, Bill, before the season, you mocked the Rams and the Bucks for their cap structure.
In your mind, was the cap always crap, or did it become crap at some juncture?
Ken, at the end, when Tom left, the global warming played as big a role as the cap did in Tom's departure.
I'm just asking you a serious question.
I'm saying it's zero. In the end.
Never.
No, Ken, in the timeline we are discussing that Belichick is citing, it did not play a factor.
So 20 years of cap crap.
No. In the end, in 2020, Bill Belichick says, I would have left. I understand why he left. We were in a tough cap position.
Right.
That is factually inaccurate. It is a rewriting of history.
Okay.
They were not in cap jail. Nobody's in cap jail anymore. You have to be literally dumb and stupid to get in cap jail.
I know. I don't want to get back into that argument.
But I'm just saying that Bill Belichick, whatever is real, that is how he has internalized this. Mm-hmm. That Tom left.
His conscience is clear.
And then he said, I made the playoffs the next year.
But isn't it bizarre that Brady is on better terms with him than Kraft? If your assessment of it is accurate?
I don't know what the reality of any of these relationships are. I do know that the organization has tried to place Tom's departure entirely on Bill. Tom Brady does not agree with that. And that's what would explain his actions. Like, it is, I don't know any of this for a fact. I just have heard that the organization provided Tom several days to come in a regular season capacity that would work with his schedule at Fox.
Yeah.
And in his new role as the part owner of the Raiders.
But isn't it infuriating to you that he's a member of the Raiders organization and not the Patriots? Like, he could be a legend here. He is a legend here, obviously. But into, like, the next 20 years, he could be the Brad Stevens role. You know, what is wrong with that? Why Vegas?
Because it was never offered here.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. I have heard from someone who would know. Not an employee. I never offered. It is solely within the organization.
And
the
why?
Kraft family.
Do you know why? They just don't want anybody else. Not even Tom.
My guess is that Jonathan doesn't want to be. He's already been in his dad's shadow. Does he want to be in Tom's shadow?
Maybe it was the won't be caught dead in New England comment. That still stings.
Yeah, everybody that leaves here agrees that the winter is better in Florida. I don't know.
Back over to
all the things that you've had an issue with, that may be the most trivial.
Back over to Cora.
Yeah.
Would he ever go to the front office? Do you think that's where he wants to go? Do you think he wants
to be
Brad Stevens?
I think he wants to go as far away from this organization.
Well, maybe not
as
here,
possible.
But elsewhere. Do you
think definitely. That would be his next move. He's done being a synthesizer of other people's moves.
Yep. And he gets power.
Yep.
And he goes to the front office.
I think in hindsight, he didn't have as many options as we thought. I really believe that. And I know Courtney brings up his daughters at BC, like, I guess. But you're really only talking about, you know, the Red Sox are here until October now. Mm-hmm. And then, so over the summer.
Late October.
From May 5th until September 1, there's no Boston College. The baseball season is only 1 month before and 1 month after. So being near his daughter actually doesn't work when she's barely here.
It runs out after.
But like your daughter's, you finish BC in May.
Yeah.
Beginning of May, and then you don't restart until Labor Day.
Yeah.
So May, June, July, August are the 4 months of the baseball season.
Well, you never know. There could be options in there. The deal might be he could bail, they could bail. It was reportedly multi-year, but there's a chance that that doesn't last beyond the season, I guess.
I would be shocked if Alex Cora is the manager of this team next year.
Wow,
shocked.
That amazes me. I mean, the fact that you even think it's possible this Monday.
Ken,
I'm still stunned they haven't let go of the pitching coach or the hitting coach.
Six straight losses. They haven't done that in 3 years.
Yeah. I mean,
they're awful. They haven't hit since they traded their best hitter. I wonder how.
Not only that, they've had a couple tough losses. Like, they obviously they can't hit. But if you look back to last weekend, Devers beat them on the home run, right? You had an extra inning game where Justin Wilson melted down. You had a couple leads midweek, right? They were up like 3-0. They were up 2-0 on
the getaway day.
In Anaheim. Couldn't pull that out.
But if you look at their home wins, you look at the joke of a home run by Rafaela that beat the Angels on the day of the stare down, a 300-foot bomb off pesky pole.
Those were the good old days.
And you have the Devers walk off against the Braves, that Saturday night game where they came back.
Home run, I'll take a double.
No, but I'm saying it's like
triple.
Even their wins at home have been miraculous. Like, if you're going to say they're one way or the other, they're more lucky than they are, you know, unlucky.
The Reds aren't even that bad. The guy for the Reds had almost a no-hitter last night into the ninth. What if they come in here and like sweep you?
What if Francona wins a World Series in Cincinnati?
That's right. I forgot about Francona. So Francona's coming in here Monday through Wednesday.
Yeah, we should get him on.
He wouldn't come on, right? Would he do it?
I have no idea.
Maybe he would. Come on.
Maybe we'll go on. He and Shaughnessy are boys now.
Better manager, Cortito.
Oh, my God, Francona.
I do love Alex. I still like Alex.
Who's a better manager?
He's in a tough spot. Mike Thomas, my favorite manager.
Me too.
Let's. Why, who's better, Francona or Cora?
Francona.
Yeah, okay. Just saying.
The pressure that Francona dealt with here, and you even look at 08, where they win in 04, they win in 07. 08, Manny gets traded. They bring in Jason Bay. And you have a remarkable comeback, game five of that ALCS. You were down like 7 runs. You remember that? J.D.
Yep.
Drew. And then game seven, you take a lead in game seven in the Trop, and then you lose to David Price closing that game out.
For some people, like, he's the only manager that has won a chip, a championship, that is, like, loved and respected. Some people hate Belichick now. We went through the list of one-and-done guys.
That's true. Belichick, did you see Pablo Torre on with Dan Patrick teasing more news this week?
Right. I mean, he is just going to milk this thing for all it's worth. It's not a bad profession.
What a brilliant move.
Speaking of the national guys, Cowherd, back over to the Celtics real quick. Cowherd was going through the last 7 NBA champions. And I don't think of him as like a Boston fan. He usually rips on the team and the players there. He said second most talented team of the last 7 NBA winners was this Celtics team.
Who's the other one? The Warriors?
I think, I don't think it was Golden State. I forget who he said it was. I'll go back and check the list. But anyway, the fact, would you think history will look back on the lone Celtics champ? Because we thought in the moment they're going to get ripped for an easy schedule. But it's interesting to hear a national guy say that.
Ken, they were entering the Knicks series the overwhelming favorite to go back-to-back. Overwhelming.
Like, I know, but then they would have lost to the Knicks even if Tatum hadn't got hurt.
I know. In a way, it almost helps their legacy.
It does?
It's viewed as, because you can have that, even though it's dishonest, I mean, it's a reality that he went down and they lost.
People will forget that happened in that sequential order.
Right. I mean, I think you think back to Game 7 against the Heat, you know, people still blame that Tatum was sprained his ankle early in that game, but they got blown out at home. It is wild. I mean, for the Celtics to have just two in these 20 years with all the guys that came through is interesting. I mean, the Bruins only won, so, I mean, it's not like they're, you know, awful. But that Celtics team last year, there wasn't a close team the entire postseason. There was no series that was even in doubt.
I love to hear that Tuukka's still going strong, by the way. You were dining with him over at Woodland this week.
It's amazing to see Tuukka Rask. He's like daddy at the pool at Woodland. and he's like apologizing to the guy in the snack shed, saying, "Sorry, my daughter's banging on the window, demanding chicken fingers."
Well, it's cool to hear that like athletes stick around like that in the area. They love the region so much; they're just here.
I mean, in a million years,
kids go to school here,
and he's just like. You just sit there. It's like, oh, there's Nana. There's, you know, Christine. Oh, there's Tuca just hanging out at the pool.
Of all the athletes we've had on Greg's show through the years, he might have the thickest skin. Like, he doesn't care. He knows people, like, rip him for the end and things, and he just does not care about that.
Does not care. A true original on and off the ice. And it's actually interesting, the ways in which of him and Tim Thomas, very similar. Like, bizarre people, but I don't know. The goalies are weird. I guess they're, like, engineers, like Doug.
Coming up, it is the Scheim crossover, if we can get him in here.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to grill him on this Drake May, horrible Drake May prediction for this year. That's coming up. He's in with Lions, by the way, 11-1 today. The Scheim and Lions show on the way. All right, Curtis, our man Scheim is here, sporting a Gloucester Fighting Fisherman baseball cap after his trip north yesterday. Oh, we got to get Scheim's mic on. Probably have to turn it on.
Are we on? There we go. Yeah, shout out to my guy Rory, listener of the Greg Hill show. He was at the road show. He was a coach of the baseball team, a teacher in Gloucester. Handed out some hats, so I grabbed one. It's a nice hat.
Sorry we didn't get you on the poll. It sounds like if we get ahead of it for next year, there's a chance. You have to have Scheim recommended by somebody, a former champion, and then you got to get to the committee meeting, and then you got to get the sign off from the father.
Yeah, that Vinny guy who is in charge of like yesterday's list, who is like a back-to-back champion or something, seemed pretty electric about trying to get me out on the poll. Like he really wanted to get me
he
out there.
He felt for you. Yeah,
it was the Tom guy that really kind of put the kibosh on it.
Curtis went back and had at it with those guys.
I did. I said, "Tom, here's James. Talk to him. Figure it out."
He's the real man in charge.
What an absolute douche that guy was. He's just sitting there. And so he's like, "Well, we do it perfectly." And he's got the whole, like, the voice and the tone and the inflection, like...
So the guy, Rory, who gave me this hat, showed me pictures of that guy, Tom, from when he did it. And, like, he won it in, like, 1985. He literally looks like Rambo.
Yeah.
It was wild.
That's his nickname, Sly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so don't mess with Sly.
I guess don't mess with Sly.
We're going to go the proper way, and we'll get Scheim on next year.
I mean, become expendable.
You're not in Italy. You're in the United States of America. It's about time to assimilate.
It's like little Italy up there. Now, Scheim, one of your worst takes this week. It was just stunning. 20 touchdowns.
I heard the heard you
is
guys
your expectation.
I said more than 20. Let's clarify.
So
I
what's
said
your
more
expectation?
Than so I think, and also I wasn't including rushing touchdowns at the time.
No,
so
just passing.
In total, minimum 26 total touchdowns, rushing and passing, minimum.
Running and combined.
Yep, minimum.
He's going to get 6 rushing touchdowns.
I would. I hope so. My
How
line.
How many have last year?
I think he only had like 2. My thought is at least 5 rushing touchdowns and more than 20 passing touchdowns. So at minimum 21.
Do you hate McDaniels? What's behind this?
Yeah, I don't think McDaniels is great, but also like it's just Mike Vrabel doesn't want to throw the ball a ton. They want to run the football as much as humanly possible and win on defense and running the football and not turning it over. Drake May's
well,
not going to throw.
Vrabel hasn't said that. I don't think Vrabel's involved in that much.
But that's been his mantra every year he's been a coach.
He had Derrick Henry and good running backs.
Yeah,
this team is not built for. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're built for.
I think Travion Henderson is awesome. I think this offensive line is not going to have a problem in the run game. They're going to have massive problems in the pass game sometimes. Like, it's going to be a little bit better than last year, but it's not like they have, you know, the Denver Broncos offensive line here, folks.
But you believe Drake is elite?
Yeah, I believe he will be elite.
Well,
I've always said that.
Well, you're in year 2. Elite quarterbacks are elite.
Nope. Josh Allen was not elite in year 2.
If he throws 20 passing touchdowns, what's that rank in the league this year?
That gets him to 15, into the top
Well, that
is not half.
Elite. That's not even close.
I literally said he will be elite. I do not think he will be a top 5 quarterback this year. I've never said that. Like, yeah. I think at his peak, he will be a top 5 quarterback in football without a question.
He's a slow learner?
It's a development.
Trevor
like,
Lawrence
it's a development.
Or Drake May, better stats this year?
Drake May. I think Trevor Lawrence stinks.
Justin Herbert or Drake May?
Justin Herbert.
He stinks.
Justin Herbert's awesome. He's so good.
Best owners currently in Boston sports are?
I said this the other day, and I got mocked for it, but I'll still put Chisholm at number 1. Kraft,
Chisholm?
What in the world?
Kraft at number 2. And then I don't know. Bruins pick last night was pretty good, but I'll still go John Henry just because he has spent in the past, and I'll put the Jacobs last.
All right. Speaking of that, Danny from Quincy, we get him in by the deadline here. He's got an issue with Curtis's ownership rankings. Danny, good morning.
Well, then Chimey Grimey got on, and you're deliberately setting the expectations low, so you look good.
Right.
You went from 20 to 26, and now you're including rushing touchdowns.
Well, because they brought up rushing touchdowns with Kyler Murray, so that's why I added it.
Okay, and as soon as Diggs gets his money, he'll be back on the Himalayan pink, walking around. And Drake, did he correct the hitch in his throw? I want to know that.
No,
why
he did not.
I called him Drake Knobloch, okay? Because he's got the hitch.
Oh, boy.
He got the hitch.
Everybody said this last year, too, Danny, and nobody had a hitch. There was no hitch to be found. Don't worry.
Okay, there was a hitch there in spring, whatever. But anyway, it's okay. You can set the expectation. And as far as the ownership goes, Curtis, I had this debate with you in the spring. You put the Celtics number one, and you put the Red Sox a 1A.
Right.
And I said, how could you say that? You had people show up at the Christmas party there, whatever they do in December. You can't call it Christmas anymore. It's the Winter Wonderland party. Yep. And you had people yelling at, booing John Henry, saying, sign Devers, sign anybody. And I brought that up, and
that
completely
was years
dismissed
prior.
It. Now they suck.
Danny, it's 2025. Yeah. Are you, like, combining years? That was 2-3 years ago. Chaim Bloom was the GM. That was the year before Chaim's last year. This is second year of Craig Breslow. What are you doing?
I understand that, but after they won their championship,
well, what do you
the
understand?
Red
Sox ownership, you say I'm changing rankings. The whole purpose of the conversation is that it's a fluid measurement.
100%.
Like, oh, it's fluid. Okay. Yes. Well, you might as well just say evolving. Isn't that what Obama said? Evolving.
Well,
right?
Danny,
okay.
if the Sox go out and trade for Paul Skeens and pay him a ton of money all of a sudden, they're going to immediately jump to number one.
Right.
Like that.
Well,
it's always fluid.
That,
it's the same reason why everybody outside of you, Danny, has changed their opinion of Bill Belichick. It's called new evidence. Follow
along. So change
along.
The subject. Change. Ken brought up, you love to change the subject. Ken brought up Larry Bird being a Celtic forever because Red Auerbach refused anybody advocating
that. Very similar free agency at that time
Bird.
In sports.
Okay, and
great
then you
analogy.
Brought up Bobby Orr going to Chicago. You completely changed it.
Right,
anyway,
right.
So
have you been right about anything, Danny? When was the last thing you were right about?
Okay.
Boy, the Devers trade was a good move,
Bob,
don't you think?
Yeah.
Devers, good move?
Bob.
Sox
Bob
offense
Kraft.
Looks good, Danny. What do you think?
Bob Kraft has turned it. Yeah, well, they were a 500 team with Devers. They were 16-11 in April when Devers went on his hitting strike. Okay? The guy had to go. He had to go. They're the same freaking team they are now, and they don't have Bregman. If Bregman comes back, let him be a leader.
Dink is gone. They could have waited, Danny.
God,
they could have waited
Dink
a few weeks.
Dink is gone.
Ago. What a historic swing and a miss.
That's right.
Awful. You look like the Red Sox without Devers.
Yeah, okay. Hey, listen. You changed your ranking on the ownership's one.
You
Bob
did do
Kraft
that.
Is an absentee owner. He's a chairman of the board owner, right. Not a CEO. He hasn't made a tough decision since right. he got Belichick and bought the team. And he said he was a fan. That was it. That's
right.
it. He's been gone since.
Danny,
he's been riding
Danny.
The coattails of
okay.
Brady and Belichick ever since.
Brady and
horrible
Belichick.
Horrible owner.
Got the first
right
half
now,
of that
Bob
right.
Kraft.
Okay.
So
thank you,
if a chick walked in here right now and she had to pick one of us as most handsome, it's not like any of us is good looking.
Nope.
So it's the four ownership groups in Fenway, in Boston, have been much better than they are now. Right now, not great. So if you have to rank them, that means that
you can't
you
even put
them.
The Celtics in there. We don't even know what Chisholm is yet.
Well, yeah, we do. We arrived and cut payroll immediately. Boom.
I guess. Okay. So then you take away there. Does that negate the champion? He's not responsible for the title. So you've got just like 6 months of evidence
right.
with this guy.
Well, they don't have the credit of what Wick and the Pags and crew did beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Would you like APD before you go? You won't be on for a couple weeks, so you're built
you're
up
just
for a
punishing Curtis here right before he leaves the air.
I think it's great. He'll beg to play golf with me, and I'll say no.
Angry Principal Dave, good morning.
Wow, God, does Danny take high blood pressure medicine? That guy, holy goodness. So I was going I'll get to the coaching thing, but I want to bring it up real quick, Curtis, because I'm glad you said it. Gloucester Tom,
yes.
Your frustration with Gloucester Tom is very similar to the frustration that I and many have with you.
Oh boy.
It's not necessarily the information that you give. It's your delivery and your demeanor.
Well, you have
so
many options out there, Dave.
So
you can choose to listen
that,
and interact with
that.
Whatever show you want to listen to.
You could be nicer.
Listen,
Dave, you literally,
it's
Dave, I just,
it's
please
it's
stop,
just
Dave.
Advice.
Dave. Stop.
Wow.
You have the opportunity to listen and
Thank
engage
you,
with Dave. You have the opportunity to listen and to yell to any radio show in Boston, yet you are obsessed.
I love your show. Obsessed. I love the Greg Hill show. It's an amazing show. It's called, listen, all I'm giving you is some advice.
Turn it off.
Some
Thank you. Turn it off.
This is why the
Stop.
Hill Notes Dave. App is great.
Dave, you have the opportunity to engage, listen, and express opinions on anything.
All right, Dave, I'm putting you back up.
You are obsessed,
go ahead, Dave.
Clinically
Final
obsessed
word.
With right. everything
Thank
I do.
Like,
it is
like
a
you.
Bizarre.
We appreciate your service.
I'm obsessed.
Yes.
I'm obsessed. You're the one Thursday that said, oh, this guy's on hold 59 minutes. Ah,
right. It was hilarious. What a pathetic loser. You All called right. in this, to mock something that didn't even happen.
This conversation is not productive today. Thank you for calling, Dave. Just looking forward to Scheibman. Lions, you're in the Lions, Denver.
He called in to mock the Van Halen joke that Greg made, not realizing the joke was on those that mocked the wrong Van Halen.
Dave didn't, Greg didn't phrase it properly. I know what he means. He didn't actually think.
I mean, even Wiggy picked up on what Greg was saying.
Right,
so, like,
right.
look.
Well, speaking of Wiggy, I can't wait to see him.
That'll be a tune in Monday at 6 a.m. But Shine, good pinch hitter in Gloucester.
Yes,
enjoy,
thank you.
Have a good show today. And Curtis, we're not back for a couple weeks, but enjoy your vacation.
Thank you. Enjoy your day. Thank you, Jacob.
But you're not on vacation yet. You're back Monday.
I'll be back
Just
through
not
Thursday.
On Saturday.
Yep.
All right.
See you later.
Don't go anywhere. Scheibman Lions on the way next.